For those of you who are from Chicago, you know that on the first Sabbath of the month, we normally go through, we have what I call our Sabbath Bible study, where we go through a section of the Bible. Our most memorable one was the Gospels, which took an embarrassingly long time, but we made it, and we've done others as well. And more recently, we've been going through the book of 1 John. 1 John, which has been a very instructive book. Now, because the first Sabbath of last month was so near the beginning of the Holy Day, we didn't go through 1 John. So I thought I'd do just a little review to catch us up till we get back in the section here toward the end of 1 John. I'd like to begin by the review. We got through verse 16, but I'd like to review from 1 John 4, verses 7. That's where this section begins. There's actually two sections. One begins in 4:7, and the other one begins in 4:20, and runs through 5:5. So just a brief review to get us ready to move ahead here on the book of 1 John. He said, we've already covered these pages, these sections, but I thought it'd be good just to review briefly. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We took considerable time on that one. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. One of the most memorable verses in the Bible. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That's the only way to eternal life. Through his, as it says in this translation, this is the New King James, his only begotten Son. We're going to see, God willing, if we get that far, that John really emphasizes the point that Jesus is the Son of God. He makes that point very strongly a little further down. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. As I say, we've covered these verses, but if God loved us, then we are to reflect that love toward others. Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. No one's seen God, but we can see him through his love dwelling in us. And we took considerable time to make that point about how God's love can be seen. You don't see him, but you see his love in his people. That's what God intended. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected. And he mentions this term, his love being perfected, several times. By this we know we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Notice the emphasis on the Son. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in abides in God, and God in him. Again, the constant emphasis and reaffirming that if God's in us, it's going to show through love. God's love. Not just the human idea of love, but God's love. He said in verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in the world. Love has been perfected among us in this. John expects God's love to be perfected in his people, that is, fully matured. And that means Jesus Christ being increasingly formed.